shit goes totally sideways and we're involved in a serious
war.
What
the fuck is this, dude? You might need to move to France.
Yeah,
you gonna save some for later.
Why are you sick? Why are you doing that?
I need to move to France.
I bet there's more in there.
It's so cold.
I bet there's more in there.
That's all.
Why are you that gay?
You're not even done. You're not even done.
He's taking sips.
Watch this, Norm. This is how Amanda does.
It is cold.
It is cold. Damn, Joe.
Holy shit.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Oh, the Photoshop. Wow.
Holy shit. That was really something. That's how man does it.
Saint Rogies, dude.
I like to enjoy the
you
the
just conquer now. Your inner bitch and just suck it down.
Damn.
Holy hell.
Huh?
How do you not pee?
I have an extraordinary bladder.
He's not drinking that much.
I had
fifth whiskey here.
Had a little bit of coffee.
What kind of whiskey?
A bunch of whiskeys. I had the beer.
Yeah, Bodega Cat.
You're going to have to pee
liquid
in a
IV. No, I could last for hours.
That damn. Beer will get you.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. I've done this so long.
We'll see. I guess we'll
you
see.
You want to have a pee off?
Yes, definitely.
Let's just drink a glass of water every 20
you
minutes.
You and I? All right. Well, here's the thing.
I could last for days.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're more of a psycho, so you'll be.
That's true.
Bro, I'm ready. I'm ready to survive internal damage.
Let's go!
Do four more.
All right.
And you'll have to pee before me.
Watch me. I'm here all night.
Let's see who pees first. Man. You're going to the hospital tonight, Shane.
Have you
I
seen
dare
his?
You to try.
Oh, look, someone's going to go pee. Where are you going, bitch?
I'm going to go pee.
Yeah.
Dork! Give me another beer.
I'll be honest. The reason I was going out there
was
to get more beers.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay, Mar, you stay right here.
We have to stay
right here. Gonna go get them.
I'll die right
you.
Here. I'll literally piss right here.
I am gonna donate money.
And I know you're not going
to the
anywhere.
Charity of your choice.
Oh man!
After 2024, guarantee
you perish in this fruitless race.
This is gonna be an R. Kelly situation.
I've got real problems. When it comes to this kind of stuff,
competition.
This
we call it
forever.
When it comes to
the death,
the only thing I can beat you in is drinking and not peeing.
Maybe to the death.
I promise.
There's a lot of things you can beat me in,
sweetie.
Everything,
sweetie.
But when it comes to drinking,
volume, for sure, volume.
I mean, you're saying volume. I don't know how.
But how long can you wait before you have to pee?
Oh,
I can hold off.
Because I can wait forever.
I'll die. I'll
Have
die
you pissed
to win
yet?
No.
Nope. Oh.
Yeah, but he hasn't drank shit.
I drank a lot.
I had a bunch of Bud Lights.
Don't try to diminish my participation.
Ooh-wee.
Joe, I'm not saying your participation is diminished.
Oh, boy.
The problem is you've set a precedent.
I did. I set a nasty precedent.
And you're going to have to pee before me.
Oh, baby.
For sure. For sure. You have to decide what you're going to do.
Joe.
I respect that.
You beat me in almost everything. You can't beat me in this.
No.
Joe,
you're going to
see.
We'll see.
It's a fool's game.
Let's keep bonging beers.
Yes, 100%. Keep bonging.
Joe,
keep
it's a fool's game. Don't do it.
Only time will tell.
You'll back down.
Is it scary having kids? I'd like to have kids one day. You want kids?
Yeah, you go piss.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh!
I'm not going anywhere, dog.
Oh, shit.
You gotta get lighted? Yep. You get lighted.
So what happened? What trauma happened where you made you this competitive?
Forever.
There, JoJo Rabbit.
I swear to God, I'm not pissing.
Oh,
does anybody have a lighter?
Your bones will crumble.
You are dying to piss, I can tell.
Not even a little bit.
Not
Come
even
on.
Close, dude.
Not
he has,
even
he's
close.
Had three drinks.
We're 5 hours
Not
in here.
Close.
I've had 20. He's had two.
Give me that breathalyzer again. That's fucking bullshit.
I don't need a breathalyzer to know that I'm not going to pee.
Oh!
That's all about will.
I don't need a new one.
You're going to
I love liquid IV.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger than last time.
I'm going to hold it in even after we leave here just for...
Bong one more.
Out of principle. Well, give me one.
All right.
Yeah!
You won't.
Oh, I won't. You're cute.
You won't.
Cute.
You don't understand what's happening here.
You're cute. Called you cute. You're
cute's never a compliment.
That's condescending
like that.
There.
This is adorable. You're going to the death.
You don't understand how cute I am, motherfucker.
He's a cute kid.
Joe?
You won't. Joe, I don't think you will.
You guys are adorable.
You won't, though.
I woke up at 4 a.m.
He's about to put it down and knock it
out. Joe, you won't joke that.
You won't.
You want to hold on to it for a little bit. Just talk to you guys.
Right. Yeah, coward. You won't do it right.
Come on.
This is why America lost me.
Say, put it down. Yeah, Fear Factor sucked. Here we go, news radio. Yeah.
Everybody's
about peeing.
Me?
Oh, are you projecting? Are you thinking about peeing?
No. Oh, that's a good question, Mark.
Not at all.
That's a solid question.
It's a good question, Mark.
The interview gets turned on the interviewer. How does it feel?
What feel?
How does Mark's
question
something of you?
What did he say?
I said you brought up peeing. I think you're projecting.
No,
I forgot that was even a bet.
Oh,
I'm trying to plant.
I was thinking about
it. I'm trying to plant it in his head.
I think this conversation is new funnel.
A new funnel?
A new eagle?
Another one?
Okay, let's go.
Welcome, gentlemen. A long day. They just finished 6.5 hours of the
How do churches rule?
They're so weird.
They kind of rule.
See, there's like Justin Bieber goes to them and shit.
Yeah, dude. You wear like leather
hot dudes.
You wear like leather bracelets and like a V-neck.
No! Yeah, you're jacked and gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. All right, the noise was a joke. Run the tapes back. The noise was a joke.
No!
Oh,
man.
Fuck! I think everybody's done it. I think everybody's considered it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't quite MacGyver it. Phil hit me with one. I almost... Phil, so we're at dinner, and somebody was like, oh, my skin's all dry. I was like, oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room. And Phil was instantly like... And I was like, what, dude? What?
When
I shouldn't have
this?
Said what. This is a dinner. Like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like... Because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended yourself.
I had to...
It was a trap.
And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
I don't either. I'm dry.
Hotel's nice. Yeah, I'm a dry man myself.
Same. Although I will say in the shower, if you're jerking off in the shower,
you can't use dry.
You imagine you're getting a hand job, and then you imagine you're getting head. You switch and let the water warm you up, and it's like pretty close, dude. I got a hell of an imagination.
You got such a nice imagination.
Yeah, that's a move, man. You're jerking off. Oh, I used to have a fantasy in the shower. Where I was just getting hand jobs.
You're creative.
Just getting, I mean, definitely.
You're a creative.
I mean, yeah, 100%. I would just get hand jobs all the time.
Is this detrimental to psych and all? Like your psychiatrist, your therapist going on here. You listen to your therapist.
Fucking shampoo bottles.
Yeah, I used to fucking lube my hands up with Vaz and fuck a wall.
Not at all.
And then you sit down and discuss problems. Would you say this?
The whole thing is totally.
Total openness.
Without pretense. Yeah, total openness.
That's awesome.
Totally without pretense, dude.
Go to
without the rigidness.
Go to Psychonaut.
Yeah, without the rigidness
check
of.
Check out Psychonaut.com.
Yeah, check out the website, dude. PSYCH.
Shower slugs are kind of disgusting, though.
Shower
slugs.
I never go away. Kevin put me on to the shower slugs.
Yes.
When he was like, you know, it like adds up and builds. And he like showed me one of my slugs, and I was like, oh.
Right on the farm.
It was before you were even born, bro.
I was around when Sharky was around.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Yeah, I was. I was around.
Did you ever talk about the time Billy assaulted our one dog as a young child?
What?
No. Did I? Who?
You don't remember this?
What dog?
Cujo.
What'd I do?
You hit her in the ribs with a baseball bat. You were really, really little. You were a toddler.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Trouble.
This is back when you were obsessed with Godzilla.
Yes.
I remember you were like, you came in, dropped the bat, and I was like, it was metal too. And I was like, oh, fuck. Came out and saw my dog just laying in a puddle of piss.
Oh my god,
I was like, what the fuck do you do? You're like, I hit her, and I was like, jeez, you were so little. You were like, did no idea what
I
the
did
fuck
it to
doing.
Our Uncle Jack's van too.
Yeah, that's fucking, the thing. He was on a fucking vigilante spree.
I was on a rampage.
Fucking
Benoit the fuck out when I was like six, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He broke my uncle's taillight, just walked around the bat and was like,
watched too much wrestling.
Came back from it and fucking hit our dog in the ribs, dude. I think it was the coup de grace for
that's
the dog.
So sad.
He didn't know what he was
doing.
That's
fucked up, dude.
I was just a young goat.
He was a youngster, and he was watching a lot. He was watching a lot of Godzilla.
A lot of sickos, dude.
That shit doesn't matter. Like, it's not like it happened out of nowhere.
A lot of Godzilla.
He was, dude.
Hold on. I know we've moved past it.
I didn't mean to.
But I need to hear your side of when you got on Facebook and saw your
oh, my God, dude.
The feeling. Dude, I would
Total dread. Total dread.
I would.
This Facebook just came out, so I had like 3 pictures on there. So then all of a sudden it's like, the thing is, you were the first
influencer.
It was.
You were a thought. You were being a
fucking... I was Matt Watson, dude.
Yeah.
I was down there. My befores were going up there, and I think I caught it right before like anyone got their hands. Someone was trying, my roommate was trying to upload it and save it, but I pulled the picture off.
It was black as shit. I got it. Just so if my family comes, I'm like, no, she's a good one. Like, that's
yeah. So, what do you have in your apartment that makes it black as shit?
I can't think of the name of it.
Other people's stuff?
I don't know. You know the painting of that like black Concord that's in the
yes.
the museum over
yeah,
there?
The Moore.
That thing
fucking rules.
Yeah, I got that all
in the Philly Museum. Have you ever seen that painting?
Never seen it.
No. Oh, I was in there the first time I went to the museum. That painting stuck with me. I was like, damn, how is this not everywhere? Yeah. If I was a black dude, this would be...
It's cool as shit.
I mean, that's like a painting of like Napoleon for us. Yeah. That shit rules.
He just went, I think, through Spain just like...
Yeah, he's a Moore fucking people up. I think he's in like an all-white... thing with like a sword.
Yeah,
shit rules.
That does kind of rule.
Yeah.
I got that.
It made him a little blacker than I would have liked, but that's fine.
So you have a mass murderer.
The Moors were a little more North African Arabic, but that's fine.
You think they claimed him?
That's fine. They did. Yeah. They certainly did in that painting, but that's fine.
That's all y'all do is claim other whites.
Like who?
Jesus.
Who?
For the record, Jesus was blonde hair, blue eyes. That's why they killed him.
Yeah, they were like, freak, get him out of here. And the way they discovered him, there was dancing at the Last Supper. Jesus was out of tune. They're like, what the fuck? He's not one of us. Yeah, all the apostles were black.
Just not Jesus. They were just following.
They were just following the great white leader.
Can you imagine if I ran a story thing for like pro Trump things for like 1-year-olds?
They would have shut it down immediately.
I was like, that's crazy.
All the lesbians that worked there would run in and go,
I am not a man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a man. Fuck you. I'm a fucking woman.
And I was like, dude, the message aside,
this is a boy, he's got a penis.
It's like,
he's a girl, she's got a vagina.
Color purple, it's for girls.
Purple's fucking gay as fuck.
Any boys
unless
like
you
purple
like the
here.
Vikings, dude, that's pretty sick. Let's talk about the purple people eaters. Good defense. We should do just dude fucking story time.
We have to.
Today,
dude,
we're reading the swimsuit edition by Sports Illustrated.
Girls, beat it.
Yeah.
We don't trust you. Won't tell your friends.
You guys won't be able to read.
At.
You guys can't fucking read shit anyway. Yeah, we got some fucking dumb sex books for you guys upstairs. Crime novels, retards. Boys, we're reading cool shit.
Yo, here's the deal. Boys are just better than girls, all right? We're stronger, faster. Yeah, I was like, dude... That just drives me nuts. I'm like, dude,
we're going to talk about the Durham report. Turns out, Trump, there was no fucking collusion. Isn't that funny?
Going back to the color blue for a second. Yeah. That's the cops. We love them.
These guys are going through hell out there. Come on. You have an itchy trigger finger. Trust me. Have I ever seen anything? No. Do I have any experience? No, but I'm telling you, those guys do.
Meanwhile, Derek Chauvin sits behind bars. You guys don't know.
Kanye West. Turns out he's not that fucking bad.
That's what I was explaining to the lady. I was like, dude, it's not even like the message.
It is that equivalent.
It is. It
truly is that crazy.
I was like, dude, it's not even the message. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, the fact that you have a company who's trying to get into little kids' heads and belief systems. And like, when's the last time you stood up for yourselves? It's like, hopefully never. They're one.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're listening to every fucking thing I say. Like, I'm not going to sleep. I refuse.
Mom's trying to put you in a dress? Fuck that. Tell her you want to wear a fucking suit. You're a boy. Wouldn't it be cooler if you were a boy?
Yeah, dude, you
come from a very horny family, don't you?
Yeah, I'm like, one of six.
It's just him and brothers.
I'm one of six.
He's got 3 other brothers. It's just
everybody's just jacking off on every holiday.
They shared a room, dude.
There's 4 of us in a room.
They were all jerking off.
And then we'd all go to the bathroom.
Brothers.
It was like prison. We'd go to the bathroom, we'd jerk off, and then you could pull the drawer out in a way because we would pick the lock on each other all the time. So you would have to pull a drawer out, and that would block the door from opening. So anytime you're trying to fap, someone would be like, "What are you doing in there?" And you're like, "Dude, I'm sick of shooting. Get out of here."
"Don't disturb you. I'm cleaning my room.
I gotta take a shower right after. Don't come in." Yeah, my brother's. They sent my little brother. My little brother came back. I was, you know, I'd always used Vaz, obviously, and like so, like you could. It was audible outside of the
obviously,
door.
Obviously, yeah. So, I was gonna say, you seem like a Vaz guy. I saw that for sure when you came in.
My little brother
isn't a peanut butter guy. This is a Vaz guy.
It goes without saying. He's a Vaz guy.
Yeah, Vaz in jail is probably like uranium, dude. You get your hands on that.
Yeah.
But my brother heard. He was too young to even know what masturbating was, and he went to my older brother and was like, "Matt's in the bathroom. It sounds like..." So my older brother just waited until we're in front of all my cousins. He was like, "Yo, Billy, say what you told me." And they was like, "It was like..." And I was like, "Fuck!"
Oh, did you cry?
I just beat my little brother up in front of all of them. Yeah. Like, "You didn't fucking hear that, dude. Yeah. They told you
he's lying."
Spaz.
Like, "I'm close. Like, I'm on the cutoff. There's some units on the squad."
Okay. All linemen.
Yeah. This is great.
Good unit.
Jesus Christ. Tough squad, dude. Have you thought about your name?
Yeah, I was gonna do.
Can't think of a cool name.
I was gonna do TS Cool Shooter.
That's awesome. TS Cool Shooter is awesome.
We gotta see. You gotta get past their filter. They don't like
Doctor Hits.
Doctor Hits.
Someone's gotta be General Fat.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Spider. The bear Spider.
General Fat Spider.
I was thinking of cool names last night. I was like, cool, what can I slide through? Yeah, Dr. last cool. night, last Dr. game
anything,
I was busting.
Dr. Mr. Hits. Dr. Hits.
Dr. That's Hits great. Is nice.
Chairman Pow.
Chairman Pow is pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. You'd be Netanyahu.
Netanyahu, BB would be nice.
Don't get me
BB
started.
Netanyahu.
Don't get him started. Yeah.
I might be BB actually. Now that I think about it,
BB.
I could be BB guy. BB Net.
Yeah.
BB Net. How many terms has he done as president of Israel?
Fucking 90.
2000.
Yeah, he's
maybe
been
those guys ancient. Did live to 2000.
He is the Putin of Israel for sure. Yeah.
Man, you can feel it. It is a blazer tag. The air in here. Now that the boys reported for duty, the air got thick. I know.
Dude, fucking Lemaire's gonna fart in there, and we're all gonna floor.
Once they bring us the rations, the movie theater pizza, this is gonna be thick in there. It's gonna be like the fucking jungles of Nam in there. It's gonna be a pure bog. Humidity 87%.
Guys are gonna lose their minds, dude. they're gonna be able to find us from our breath. They're on the other side of the wall.
God damn.
Yeah, it's not fair. You guys are gonna have radar.
What do you mean?
Yeah, true.
You're gonna know exactly the smell, the snores. Guys are gonna be taking naps. We're gonna be running night shifts. Guys are gonna have to watch The Wire at night. Guys are gonna be sleeping.
In blazer tag, no
here
one
we
can
go.
Hear you.
All right.
Hold on. He's been losing a little.
There he is.
Hold on.
James this is on the cutoff.
James might be.
James, you thin team, fat team? Which team?
Oh, fat team. Yeah. Actually, it's a fat room.
I don't know. That shirt's looking straight down, bro. Whoa.
Is that the definition? You got to
lose
straight
weight,
down
bro.
The
you might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, he's slouched.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
This is not right. This is a team team.
But James,
don't show the world your dirty ass.
Show the world.
Watch the end there. I think he might have some shit on the back.
Yeah, I saw a dried something over
Dylan's
there.
Dylan's been dropping vicious diarrhea. He's been sick.
I saw something clumped on the end.
Dylan's not afraid to go outside and munch a bird and come inside and be sick for a fucking month, dude. Get out of here.
I'm just being like, listen, man, you're black as hell. Oh, Dibble, oh, there's poop. Dibble, shit the rug. Yo, pan that and get that shit.
Dibble.
Pan that and get that shit.
Dibble, don't wipe your ass on the
Dibble,
carpet.
Dude, what the fuck, dude?
Guard dog, if you miss Dibble wiping his ass, we've got problems.
He might do a
Holy
little victory
shit,
lap. Damn, dude.
This cat is a fucking disgusting cat.
Just walks
dude.
Away like it's nothing, dude.
Oh, he's going.
He
dude, get him.
There he goes.
Oh. Dibble. Clean up your fucking act, dude.
Unacceptable.
Shit on the floor. What? Dude, my parents hate this fucking cat.
Dude, I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of it.
This is all he does.
That's crazy they keep it.
Bro, he's a wild animal.
Yeah, the full I see.
He literally, he's not close to domesticated.
I just shit on the rocket.
He tears up everything in this house.
You drink wine when you're out on dates sometimes?
Yeah.
What's his name?
You're getting roasted, dude.
Joe DeRoasted.
I brought that joke up.
You didn't bring it up. I brought it up. Rewind the tape. Rewind the tape.
He turned the fucking gun around on you, dude.
He turned it on
you. He fucking grabbed the gun. And
it's funny, man. I'm laughing still.
Dude, there's a video of him at backstage at a Sixers game, and he jumps on the trampoline for like the halftime trampoline. He does like a perfect flip, and everyone's like, this guy is fucking gay.
That's crazy. It's an absolute witch hunt. Although, dude, did you read the court document for the Diddy case?
No.
For the, they call him the Diddly. Diddly?
Diddly?
P-Diddly?
P-Diddly? P-Diddly is a perfect name for him.
Yeah, P-Diddly's great. Diddler.
When he shifted from Puff Diddly to Diddy, he should have gone to Diddly.
You just make me feel comfortable, dude.
God damn. Just, whoa! Dude!
Is that glow in the dark?
No, don't worry about it, bro. Oh, don't worry about what I'm up to over here, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Don't worry about
it. It's glow in the dark. Dude, you gotta charge that up in the sun.
No,
that thing's sick.
I got hammered. I got hammered, and I was watching 3-6 Mafia videos. Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got, so there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you, if you win a game, you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players. You can buy better players to join your team. Of course, the women, female players are in there. So your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against? High schoolers?
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What?
Like, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
It's lady.
Lady. I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. Kind of he didn't pants? Know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was the hardest as fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen.
Dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a, quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split them,
they'd probably
you can split brick. I could split a brick. Yeah, I've no doubt I could split
girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just
yeah, dude. Give me three.
You'd stack buttholes. Three of them on top of each other,
and they'd all just come. Oh, it's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. What'd she came in the room. She was looking for her laptop. And it was in the bed, and I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good
if you
trick.
See somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go, now. And then you start a chant. You go, what do you want?
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah?
I got some insider information. Because I was worried. Because I was like, oh, damn. But all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A. My agents.
My tightwads. My TWs.
My tightwads.
Oh my god! Well, the TWT say, dude, tightwad team.
My team of I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency.
Please, please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people Taiwans.
My boy Dusty used to, he would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?
Oh.
And I, you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
it's the funniest thing possible.
Dude, we were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up and he goes, like, we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. And then the one guy goes, Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish? It was the stupidest thing. And the father goes, there's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo. He got all mad and serious. Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around. That's all the shrinking water buffalo. Oh, my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking
water
bottle.
That's stupid. Do not be a stupido.
Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo? It's better. Boys, that's not a real animal. Some boy, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, is it possible for men to like men? And what do you, is there a word for that? And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, are you joking? And I was like, no, I got so scared. I was like, no, I'm totally serious. And he's like, it's called being gay.
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
It's so funny. Like, are you fucking with me?
He really did.
Okay, well, it's called being gay.
It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes.
Sometimes guys pleasure other men sexually.
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, it's called a blowjob. Yeah. Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night.
Your mom blows your father.
Like your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called Turn Up for Sex, and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
Turn Up for Sex, y'all. Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's
get
up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas. Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude.
There were a ton of dudes there in pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and like right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, oh, fuck, I'm coming. And is that ever like,
oh, I'm going to fucking shoot.
No, I'm going to fucking come.
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet. Homosexual, that was it.
You should get that teacher's information and call him up.
Call
him
back.
Like,
be like, I finally found
one. Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys.
I went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And
I was going to
kissing.
See Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks.
Thing is so I can
say what's happening.
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm just setting it out, dude, ceremoniously. It's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know?
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just, this is my stuff. This is what I ball out
what
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. See it on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters.